This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Gan HaShalom, The Garden of Peace by Rav Shalom Arush. We're in chapter 6, page 145 in the Hebrew version. Chapter dealing with the physical personal relationship between a man and his wife, and how a man needs to deal with that topic very sensitively. We're now speaking about the fact that a man realizes that he needs to fix this area, he needs to fix the lust for women that he has, needs to pray to Hashem to cancel it. And Rav Arush is warning that when a person gets to that place, he should not force the issue by trying to separate himself from his wife. Even if it seems like a good idea, it's not a good idea. But in San, it turns out, in these situations, that the husband, from within his desire to get out of his lust, he in practice ends up ruining his shalom bayit. Right? The husband wants to get free from his lust and decides that the best thing to do is to separate from his wife, to not be with her. He thinks that's going to help, and it's not. It's not the answer, and it's going to destroy his shalom bayit because it's going to upset his wife very much. And he damages badly his wife. And in practice, this is a big blemish. And this is as a result of him separating from his wife. And it doesn't come through humility and through correct personal work on himself. Because we see that a husband who acts in this way is not more sensitive to his wife. He does not feel her spiritual need for him to be with her. Therefore, it turns out that he ruins everything. Rather, instead of helping, it causes to enter into him arrogance and pride, as if he is the holy parosh, the holy ascetic. Ve'ishto ba'alat ta'ava. And he thinks that his wife is the one who has the desires. Right? Because his wife wants to be with him, and he's separating himself from his wife. And his wife doesn't want to be with him because she's got a physical lust like he has. Wife wants to be with him because Hashem put in a woman a need to desire a husband, to be with him, connected to him, like connected spiritually, and the physical connection is just a way of achieving that spiritual connection that she's looking for. And the husband's denying that to his wife in his false attempt to try and get out of his lust. And the result of his ga'ava, is that his heart remains closed. And therefore he acts with cruelty. In addition to this, even when he is with his wife, the Yetzer Hara fools him into thinking that he is already holy and that he's already left his lust. And he thinks to himself, it's only because of her that he's fallen again into this. Therefore he disgraces her, he criticizes her. And he says to his wife, it's because of her that he's fallen into this ta'ava. And he makes her feel guilty. He accuses her of being the one who has lust. And it's because of her that he cannot raise himself up and become holy. She ends up broken and chasing herself. And she doesn't know what to do. Because from her nature she has no vessels in order to get out of the desire that she has for her husband. And in truth she doesn't have any work to do on this at all. Adrab, on the contrary, she's got a mitzvah to beautify herself in front of her husband, etc. Like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it means that shame on the other side. He choshevet she ulai b'chozot he lo b'seder. On the other side, she thinks that nonetheless she's not okay. There's something wrong with her. Shehi metzaeret ha'bala, that she's causing her husband so much suffering. And shehi motzet et atzma b'mitzar. Until she puts herself in such a position that she drives herself crazy. But it turns out that before he was with her, he was denying her the relation, having relations with her. And after the fact that he was with her, he causes her to feel guilty for no good reason. And she cannot, she has no possibility of trying to deal with this at all. Right, so Rabbi is just explaining in more detail how the husband's desire to free himself from his lust can really backfire if he is not careful and tries to remove himself from his wife, tries to deny his wife any part of the relationship with her, and then ends up blaming her, etc. And he's got another yitzahara, which is that he thinks that he can speak to her and ask from her that she will forgo, she will waive her need to be with him. Right? So he's, instead of just removing himself, he's got a different yitzahara. He thinks he's going to ask her now very nicely. My dear wife, he might say, you know that I'm working very hard on my lust, and you know that it's a very bad trait that I need to work on, and I have a lot of difficulty with it. And it seems to me that the best way I can deal with it is to not put myself in a situation that's going to arise my lust. Therefore, my wife, if you agree, I think it would be a good idea that we spend less time together and we're not together so much. And that's okay. Sounds great. Sounds like a good idea. Big Yetzirah, the Rabbis is saying. Don't do it. Why not? And in practice, the main thing in this request, he causes his wife a lot of pain. Because his request is understood by her as if he doesn't love her. ולא רצה אותה, and he doesn't want to be with her. ושוב נקדיש הצעה שיש לו, and he causes her a lot of pain through this. ולא בגלל שיש לה תאווה לעץ, ושוב נקדיש הצעה שיש לה. And we should emphasize again the sorrow that he causes her. It's not because she has lust for that physical relationship with her husband. Rather, she has a spiritual need of her soul to be with him. That the husband will be connected to her. כי הבורא הוא שטבע בבריאה את הצורך בחיבור שבין איש לאשתו. כשהשם is the one that put into his creation the need for the connection between the man and the wife. משום שיש תיקונים רוחניים גדולים מאוד, because it's got a lot of spiritual rectifications within it. התוליים דווקא במצווה עונה, that are dependent specifically on fulfilling that mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu Mamim, look at Timoran, like it says in Luke Timoran. He brings Luke Timoran now. So, even though it seems like a good idea to the husband, and the wife, who knows that the husband struggles very much and wants to help him out, and she says, okay, fine, my husband, if you want to do that, then it's good for you, then fine, I agree. But she can't agree. Because she has an inbuilt spiritual need that Hashem put in creation, and she needs to have to feel a connection to her husband through the act of being with him. And therefore, it causes her a great spiritual pain. And even though he says it in a way that explains that he wants to try and get out of his lust, she understands, or she, her Yetzer will tell her, that he's doing it because he doesn't love you anymore, and he doesn't want to be with you. That's what her Yetzer Hara tells her when the man says that to her. And there are great spiritual rectifications that need to be achieved through the act of being with your wife. Like he brings some Levitim around. It says over there. But Dan, you should know, Sheyesh Yichud Tata. There is a unification below. Shevazeh olam, in this world, right, that's being with your wife. Shehu b'kashrut gadol, which is a very holy. B'kadusha b'tahara, called everything in holiness and purity. Kol kach, ad shebot halui yichuda alea. Until that, dependent upon it is the upper unification. What's he saying? He's saying that the unification between a man and his wife, when it's done properly in holiness, is resting upon it, is the upper unifications in the spiritual world that are dependent upon the unification down here. Shazug dahainu aish v'isha, that the couple, meaning the man and the wife, kasherim kolkach, when they are completely holy, shehi kasherah ma'od, vein bashum shemetz fasul, that she is completely holy and she has no blemish in her. V'gam hu kasher ma'od, and he is also very holy, v'gam v'kashrut kedusha kolkach, and their unification together is holy, very much. Shabbat halui yuchodala, that the upper unification is dependent upon it. Ki ish v'isha zachu shechida shuri b'hem. Because it says in Masechet Sota, the man and the woman, when they merit it, the Shekhinah dwells between them. Ki yesh bo yud u'bahe. Because there is, in the names ish and isha, they have the same letters, ish and isha. What's the difference? They have also the ish has the word, the letter yud, and isha has the letter hey. And when they come together, the ish and the isha, and the yud and the hey come together, there's a spiritual unification when the yud and the hey come together. Shizehu yi yichuda ilah, which is the upper unification. Vezehazibu ka yichuda tata hu yakam on. And this coupling in the lower unification is very, very precious. From the fact that in this world they have a holy unification in holiness, that depends upon it, the unification in the upper worlds. Very nice. Lachen, therefore, hagevet tzarich ladat, a man needs to know. A mitzvah onata shel ishto, the mitzvah to be with his wife, asur lo ligroa lo klal, it's forbidden for him to take that away from her at all. Ela likboa moedim kavuim, rather he should fix specific times. Kmo shekavua talacha, like they're fixed in halacha. For kagon, for example, on that tamid hacham, the tamid hacham, mishabat l'shabat, every Shabbat. Right, the halacha says different times in the Shulchan Aruch it brings. Recommended times that a man should be with his wife. Meaning how many times a week or how many times a month. Depends on your job. A wagon driver, person who's a sailor, person who has a job in the town. Right, so there's different times that you're meant to be with your wife, once a week, every day, once a month. Tov, should look at the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says there. But it gives an example. For example, a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham is recommended to be with his wife only on Shabbat. Ubitula Tava Shehu Watse Lasik. It depends what a Talmid Chacham means, right? A true Talmid Chacham is very few people, yeah. Right? And all the people in Yeshiva, they're not called a Talmid Chacham just because they're in Yeshiva. They're called a Talmid. Talmid Chacham is like Tom, right? Yeah, right. Talmid's a Talmid, right? So so each person should go with according to what he feels is best for him. That's his job. To go with the halakha. Rabbi says, just go with the halakha. Don't try and take on yourself things which are not appropriate. They're above you. They're not. Right? Lad. The time is right. You're going to move on. But only through prayer. And when Hashem is going to do it all for you. Right? He says that it's not good to separate from your wife. But a person who works on themselves so much and only through prayer that for whatever reason Hashem brings it about that he's separate from his wife. So that's Hashem brought it about. Hashem's going to sort it out for you. You don't have to worry. It's not your job. Bitul hatava shehu watser lasig, right? And he wants the job of the man is to want to cancel, to achieve a cancellation of the desire. Lo yaseh bishvil kach shum hishtadlut, but he shouldn't do any hishtadlut. Shouldn't have made no effort, like physical efforts. The derech shall kochi v'otzem yadi, in the way of the strength and the might of my own hand. Kagon ladaber im ishto, like speaking with his wife about it, etc. Ela ach barach bein beino levein atzmo, only between him and himself, belimud behibodadut, in learning and in hibodadut. V'ashto she ishto teida bichlal, and it's forbidden that his wife knows at all Shehu Oved Al Bitul HaTava, that he is working at all on cancelling his desire. Shelo Targish Etzeklav, and she should not feel this at all. Kizeh Mitparesh Etzlav, because she will understand it. Shehu Lo Rotzeh HaTava, he doesn't want to be with her. Adraba, on the contrary, Hu Tzarif Latet La Etagosha, he needs to give her the feeling Shehu Rotzeh HaTava, that he wants her. Hu Sameach LaKayim Mitzvah, and he is happy to fulfill the mitzvah. Right? On the contrary, he needs to give his wife the opposite. He needs to give his wife the feeling that he really desires to be with her. Even though he's trying to do the opposite. Tov, not an easy thing, but that's what our job is. Ubozeh toim aber, and in this thing, many people make a mistake. That they want to make themselves holy. And they try and do this through kochivat semyadi, ki'ilu hadabar biyadam, as if the matter is in their hands. Lachlit lefeta pitom liyot kedoshim, that they can decide suddenly to be holy. Tatzahi, and the result is shehem ma'avdim et kol simchat chayim, they lose all of their joy of life. And the natural way of being with people, those around them. And in truth, this is not the right way. But rather, you should know that Kedusha, holiness, also comes only from Hashem. And the person needs to achieve it only through a lot of prayer. And to have a lot of patience. And he needs to see that his desire to get holy does not destroy his happiness or his connection with his surroundings. Particularly his close surroundings, that means his family. Because the person who is more holy for sure is more happy. So if a person sees that he's working on his Kedusha and it's not making him more happy and it's cutting him off from his surroundings and particularly from his family, goes off into his own world of working on myself and not looking at anything, and if I have to be with my wife, I'm going to close my eyes and think of other things and shake my head until the thoughts go away and do it because I have to do it. Forget it. Not right. Right? I've just lost all my simcha. My wife thinks I'm crazy. She thinks I don't love her anymore. Right? All the thoughts, right? Even though it seems to me that's the only way I'm going to get through this. That's the only way to beat it. I'm going to be stronger. No. Only through prayer. You know, Hashem, again and again, Hashem, help me with this. Help me with that. Hashem, it's only through you, only through prayer. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not changing anything.
You don't change nothing.
Not changing anything.
What?
Nothing towards my wife. Right. Nothing that would. And even other things, right? If it's making me unhappy, I can't do it either. Mm. Right. So even if I decide from now on I'm not. I know. Doing whatever I need to do. I need to. Something I do for holiness. For example, I don't have an example. To try and close my eyes, to try and not speak to people, whatever it is. But I'm not ready for that yet. Meaning, if I try and do it now, it's going to just make me depressed. Right, let's say we get invited to someone's house for Shabbat. And I decide, you know what? Normally we sit at the table and everyone chats, we talk, we discuss me and him and his wife and his kids and whatever. But I'm not going to look at his wife or his kids or whatever. I'm just going to look at him and I'm going to look down. And I'm not going to answer or I'm not trying to talk to them. Right? Because I think it's a good idea to try. It might be a good idea, but not now. So I'm not ready for it. I'm going to have the most miserable Shabbat, right? I'm going to hate myself, and it was no good, and I didn't like it, and I was forcing myself, and your feet. It's too much.
I read on Shabbat with Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nathan, when they bite in the sukkah. So Rabbi Nathan was cooking in the sukkah, and he said to Rabbi Nachman, the sukkah is not kosher. And Rabbi Nachman answered to him, you. Be strict with yourself, and this is kosher. He said. Not so strict with honor, strict with yourself, but.
Right.
Mitzvah. Understand? Sometimes he will say, I cannot call to invite the, you know, the glad kosher. You very strict, you strict with your family, you cannot go there because.
Right.
So you. He will take you from. Now, you judge them too. Now, I cannot go over there. Because it's kosher, this is not kosher. So
right.
You mean,
right. But there are times when you actually have to be strict.
We were
invited to Shabbat Brachos in L.A.
Yeah.
I had no idea what their kashrus was, and you know they were miles away from a shul, and it's like,
okay.
Well, you could still go. Depends. You could still go. You could just be careful what you eat. Meaning, depends. Because the truth is, you could just go and have a drink. You could. You don't have to. I'm not saying you should have done that. I don't know the situation, but. You know, we have to kind of decide what it is.
Well,
we don't want to go. We don't have to.
That was time. I was Spanish, and
right. You want to eat?
Yeah, and then you know, I had no idea what I was eating or who I was eating.
Right.
Yeah. It's very fast to be the team.
It's a lot of trial and error, right? We have to try lots of things and see this works, this doesn't work. This was a disaster, I should never try that again. This one, okay, it's good, but not now. Maybe I'm not ready for it. All the time, trying different things.
But on contrast.
Yeah.
On strictness. What about with your kids? You know, like, can you tell them, you know, be careful when you eat at friends' houses, or we have relatives that don't keep kosher?
It has to be practical. Meaning, you have to tell them something that they can actually do. If I say to my kids, be careful when you eat at someone's house, I know what exactly am I telling them? I know, they have to be a bit more specific than.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I hear. Well, what does that mean? Either means. Well, it depends what it means. If it's not something I can use, if I tell you, you should be careful when you eat at other people's houses. Okay.
Well, okay. I told my wife, you know, it's like, fish may be okay, I won't touch the meat.
Okay.
Because I you know, there are just too many problems with me. I didn't even mention about bugs. People don't check for bugs in LA. Or if they do.
Some people don't check for bugs here either. So, it's, look, the president has to decide what they're going to do with all of these things.
There's some bites and let's see if my wife pick up a picture from his teacher. They're not so my wife told him before, what we can eat, he asked, you know, he said, he bought something, you call special vegan, you buy something, this was for us, special for us.
Nice.
Where you bring something, understand? So now I have to bring the cake, in a place where you don't know, I don't know how they have to stand up to this religious thing. But for them it was good, he came and asked. I said, how can I? He asked me. He put only the filling, the talit, and make shema. He can do this. I said, of course, why not? And I said, usually you make no hamidah, and so on. But for you, it's good. You understand? You cannot push him. You say, oh, you have to do this. You run away. You finish on the next step to the feeling.